This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Mike Ross. Here's a segment from our show, Live from Studio 5, that airs weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
The second annual Cripping the Arts event is coming soon to the Harborfront Center in Toronto. Christina McMullen joins us now to tell us about the three-day event. She's the marketing coordinator for Cripping the Arts 2019, also the communication and design coordinator at Tangled Art Plus Disability. Tangled is one of the partners behind this year's event, along with the British Council, Creative Users Projects, Ryerson University, and Harborfront Center. Christina, thank you for being here today. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Mike and Joanna. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm really excited to talk about Cripping the Arts.
Excellent. Well, why don't you go ahead and fill us in on what Cripping the Arts is all about?
Yes. So Cripping the Arts is a three-day symposium that's comprised of panelists, presentations, workshops, as well as an installation and two nights of performances this coming week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Harborfront Center. So this is, like Mike mentioned, a partnership between us at Tangled Art Plus Disability, the British Council, Creative Users, and Ryerson University, as well as Harborfront Center. And this is the second time that we've had this symposium, and we're really gathering folks together that share in the belief that deaf, disability, and mad arts and activism are really integral parts of our society, and they change how we engage with art, and they really change our culture as it is today.
Now, over 3 days, attendees are going to get a chance to experience a variety of programs, panel discussions, keynote speakers. Can you give us some more details as far as some of the discussions and guest panelists that are going to be featured?
Yes, of course. So our first day, day one, is called Trajectories and Access, and that's really bringing folks from across Canada, so Calgary, Montreal, as well as Toronto, to really talk about what they're doing in their city to push forth the notion of what accessible arts is, with focuses on relaxed performances in the theater, as well as a real future towards what access in the arts can mean. And that's going to feature some really great panelists and Q&As, so all of our audience members will be able to engage with each of our panelists. And on our second day, we have the day is called Deaf and Disability Futures. So that features roundtable discussions that are really looking about disability arts in relation to the digital age, with relation to representation in the arts, leadership, as well as indigenous resistance and social justice. So that's going to feature some really incredible panelists. Throughout all the days, one of them is Annie Segarra. I believe we have a picture of her. And she's actually joining us from the United States. So she's an American YouTuber and intersectional activist. And she's going to be speaking on our panel entitled Future, which really does look at the digital landscape and its relation to disability and mad and deaf art, and how the digital landscape can really push forth those conversations art. And then our last day, our third day, is entitled Embodying the Intersections, Indigeneity, Race, and Disability. And that's four different workshops that are really using the body as a way of communicating the intersections between race and disability. And that features some really incredible Canadian individuals, including Cyrus Marcus Ware, Vanessa Dion Fletcher, and Claude Whitman.
Now, the picture of Annie was on the screen where she is smiling and wearing a T-shirt that reads, "The future is accessible."
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one thing that is an access feature at Cripping the Arts is we have what is considered an access team that really will go above and beyond to meet all the access requirements of our audience members and attendees. And we will all be wearing those T-shirts as a way to indicate that we are there to meet access needs, as well as a way to support Annie, as she is the one who made those T-shirts.
Oh, that's excellent. And of course, a big part of an event like this is the performance piece. And
yes.
So I really want to talk to you about Brownton Abbey, because I know that's a spin on Downton Abbey, and I'm a huge fan. So fill us in.
Yes. So Brownton Abbey is a UK-based Afro-futurist performance party, and they kind of have a space church theme. So So we brought them in from the UK to Toronto, which we're really excited to be doing because it's bringing the conversation about disability, death, and mad art from an international approach into Toronto, which we're very excited about. So it's going to be featuring deaf, mad, and disability-identified individuals that also live on the intersection of queerness and BIPOC identities. And so it's going to basically be a futuristic dance party, and the featured artists are going to be coming in different increments, and they're going to be performing throughout this disco dance party. And what's actually great about Brownton Abbey and the access features that we've had is we have three deaf, mad, disability identified, queer, BIPOC individuals who are actually going to be doing the audio descriptions for our audience members. So we're going to have three different perspectives that are going to be describing both the dance party and the performances that are happening throughout the evening. And that Brownton Abbey is taking place on Saturday, January 26th at the Harborfront Center Theater. And tickets are actually still available if you go on to the Harborfront website. And those are $17 and for regular tickets and $11 for our community tickets. So if somebody is unable to pay for the $17 one, they can pay for the $11 ticket.
Now, we've got a couple of pictures here from a previous performance. Yes. And so the first is of a man on a stage. Can you describe the pictures for us?
Yes. So this is a black man who's kneeling with one leg, and he's holding a bowl at his chest level. And from the bowl, there's smoke rises from his face. And he is in costume, which is a severed costume that wraps around his neck, his forearms, and his calves. And the feathers almost radiate out like a lion's mane. And behind him are bright lights on the stage.
And the second image?
Yes. So the second is a photograph of Rachel Young, and she is one of the UK-based performers that will be joining us in Toronto this coming Saturday. And she is a black woman, and she's standing in front of a purple background, and she wears bronze, purple, and pink hoops as her costume, and they are wrapped around her head and her torso. And she tilts her head up with her eyes shut, and she has her hands resting on the back of her neck. And she, is a performer from the UK.
So that is definitely going to be a highlight, Brownton Abbey. But when I go to things like this, it's always nice if you can interact with some of the exhibits as well. It kind of helps you feel like you're part of it and not just an observer. So tell us about some of the interactive exhibits that you have on offer.
So throughout the entire three-day symposium, we are going to be having an installation called Lucid, and that is actually going to be in what we are calling our relaxed space. So outside from where the symposium event is held, we have a room where folks can relax, chill out. We'll have a live stream of the symposium, and we'll have Lucid. So Lucid is an installation by mad-identified artist Aaron Lebe, and Lucid is really aiming to provide people with an ability to self-care through multisensorial experiences. So Lucid is a kind of multisensorial exhibit that we're asking folks to engage with that is really going to have a wellness-centered, focused experience that actually has been able to have therapeutic results for attendees in as little as 4 minutes. So throughout the entire symposium, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., folks will be able to come up to our relaxation loft and engage with Lucid and meet Aaron and talk about the installation. And it's really something that we're excited to have people engage with.
And just for a description, the Lucid installation was a blue illuminated dome shaped by large triangular panels sitting on a floor in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for our audience that may be interested in registering for the event, give them details on, you know, how they get involved here. And is this something where they can you know, pick specific talks that they attend and presentations, or is there a full event pass that needs to be obtained?
Yeah, so for the day symposiums, that Trajectories in Access, Death and Disability Futures, and Embodying the Intersection, it's a cost-free event, so you can register for those tickets at harborfrontcenter.ca/crippingthearts. With those, because it's a free event, you just register, you show up when you want to show up, you leave when you want to leave. Also, because it is a free event, we're actually going to be live streaming it. So if there's any audience members who can't make it to Harborfront Center on any of the days, they can just go to that harborfrontcenter.ca/crippingthearts at any time that they want to watch, and they'll be able to watch the live stream of that event. And there is a full comprehensive schedule from times of each of the panelists on that website. As well, we understand that there are some people who can't make it on a Thursday or a Friday due to work. So all of our live streams will actually be archived and saved on our YouTube channel. And so if people want to watch one of the panels or the entire event later on, maybe in February or looking back on it later, they'll have access to all of the panelists, the presentations, and the workshops throughout the entire 3 days.
So the value for artists with disabilities, people who are MAD identified, is pretty obvious. You get a platform to showcase your work. But what about the general public? Maybe people who are hearing about this event for the first time, or even if someone is involved with the arts, is there some value in attending this event for them, you know, in terms of broadening their understanding of disability, but also having a conversation about how you make the arts more welcoming to people of diverse abilities?
Of course, yeah. At Tangled, being the first fully accessible disability arts gallery, we see the benefit of ensuring that art is more accessible every single day. By embracing access features in your art creation, you're broadening your audience. And at the end of the day, as art makers, as cultural workers, we want to be able to share the work that we produce. And so there's going to be a lot of conversations, not only around Deaf, MAD, and disability art, but really about the art making process, as well as the institutional framework of cultural organizations. We have one panel on day two entitled Leadership, and that's actually an entire conversation about Deaf, MAD, and disability-identified folks who had leadership positions at their organization, and really talking about the benefit of hiring and promoting disability-identified individuals and how that benefits cultural organizations. And on our third day, Embodying the Intersections, we're really seeing how the intersection of Deaf, MAD, and disability in relation to race and gender and orientation, again, does benefit arts and cultural organizations and thus our culture and society as a whole. As well, there's going to be lots of time for conversation. On each of our days, we build in coffee breaks and lunch times and afternoon breaks, so people will be able to engage in conversation with the panelists, the presenters, the workshop facilitators, as well as other attendees who have the same interest in making art and culture more accessible to our broader audience.
Great to have you spending some time with us here this morning. We wish you all the best with the event, and look forward to hearing how everything ended up going for you.
Yeah, and thank you so much. Thank you, Mike and Joita, for having me. And again, if anyone has any questions about Cripping the Arts, it's harborfrontcenter.ca/crippingthearts. I really hope that folks are able to engage with the symposium that we've produced.
Fantastic. And we're going to put that up on our blog page as well, so the audience can get to that. Thank you very much, Christina. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Live from Studio 5. Make sure to subscribe to Live from Studio 5 wherever you listen to podcasts, and leave us a rating and review.